It's Saturday morning. Jason Lockhart and his mom are washing dishes.
So what are your plans for today, Mama? What are you going to do for them?
Lockhart lives with his 67-year-old mom in her small two-bedroom apartment in the Crestwood area of Birmingham. It wasn't supposed to be this way. Lockhart had purchased a house of his own, a real fixer-upper. But his mom developed a serious intestinal illness and broke her hip. They couldn't afford to hire help, so Lockhart had to move in with her. He works full-time. He looks after her at night, but worries during the day.
It is stressful because I can't be here during the day, and I don't know if she's taking all of her medicines, and I don't know if she's exactly following her diverticulitis diet that she's supposed to, and doctor's appointments, and just you name it.
Adding to the stress, doctors believe Sue Lockhart is experiencing the early signs of Alzheimer's.
Their professional opinion is that we should actually have my mother in a facility now while she's able to adapt and you know, with her cognitive memory intact as much as it is, so that she can just, you know, get through and learn her way around there.
Sue Lockhart feels the stress too. She says she's not comfortable knowing her children's lives are on hold.
Well, that does bother me, you know, but they've both been very good to me, and I know my daughter wouldn't mind me living up there with her in Chicago, but it's just too darn cold up there.
The Lockharts are not alone. Many folks who plan to move their elderly family members into long-term care facilities can't because they've lost jobs or their investments have declined. And then there's the miserable housing market. Many families assume they sell their parents' home to pay for retirement living, but the housing market bottomed out. As families spread the information out on the dining room table, here are the numbers they're staring at. Long-term care can cost between $36,000 and $150,000 a year.
So you're seeing more people now beginning to move in with each other.
Larry Minix is the president of the American Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. He says it's still too early to know how many families are choosing to keep elders at home rather than put them in facilities. Some, like Jason Lockhart, do their best to care for aging parents by themselves. Others get professional help. Susan Briette is CEO of Alacare Home Health and Hospice. She says business has jumped 4.5% each month over the last several months. She says it can be less expensive to care for someone at home, but it can lead to more serious problems that add to existing stress.
People don't understand, you know, how seriously bad that can be, and they end up getting themselves back into an exacerbation of their illness, which then leads, of course, back to the emergency room quite often and into the hospital for an admission. And that just makes the whole situation even more stressful, that for the family, for the patient, for everyone, because nobody wants to be back in the emergency room and back in the hospital again.
Jason Lockhart hopes, with his sister's help, he can continue caring for his mom at home, but for now.
It's stressful. I mean, I feel like I'm under a lot of stress and my mother's under stress. You know, there's a lot of things we would like to have, like an in-home health care worker, but I can't afford to pay the $400 a month or whatever it would cost to do that. You know, we're actually suffering.
The situation's even worse if the caregiver is elderly, say a husband or wife. Elderly caregivers with a history of chronic illness have a 63% higher mortality rate than their non-caregiving peers. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.